At a White House news conference today, President Obama said he's putting Vice President Joe Biden in charge of formulating new concrete proposals for gun control by January, proposals that he will then push Congress to adopt. Saying he will commit the power of the presidency to overcoming political opposition, Obama cited the massacre of schoolchildren in Newtown, Connecticut, as well as past mass shootings, in declaring this time the words need to lead to action.
We know this is a complex issue that stirs deeply held passions and political divides. And as I said on Sunday night, there's no law or set of laws that can prevent every senseless act of violence in our society. We're going to need to work on making access to mental health care at least as easy as access to a gun. We're going to need to look more closely at a culture that all too often glorifies guns and violence. And any actions we must take must begin inside the home and inside our hearts. But the fact that this problem is complex can no longer be an excuse for doing nothing.
The president praised Biden for his past leadership in writing the 1994 crime bill.
That bill also included the assault weapons ban that was publicly supported at the time by former presidents, including Ronald Reagan. The good news is there's already a growing consensus for us to build from. A majority of Americans support banning the sale of military-style assault weapons. A majority of Americans support banning the sale of high-capacity ammunition clips.
And he said a majority of Americans already supports mandatory background checks before the sale of all firearms. When asked how he will deal with the NRA on the issue, Obama pointed out that in the past few days he's heard from parents all over the country, including parents who are gun owners, and it's time to stop talking about gun control as if it's an all-or-nothing proposition.
What we've seen over the last 20 years, 15 years, is this sense that anything related to guns is somehow an encroachment on the Second Amendment. What we're looking for here is a thoughtful approach that says we can preserve our Second Amendment, we can make sure that responsible gun owners are able to carry out their activities, but that we're going to actually be serious about the safety side of this, that we're going to be serious about making sure that something like Newtown or Aurora doesn't happen again. And there is a big chunk of space between what the Second Amendment means and having no rules at all.
The Newtown shootings happened just 3 days after two were killed in random shootings at a shopping mall in Portland, Oregon. In October, three women were killed in Wisconsin. In September, five were shot to death in Minnesota. And the list goes on and on. In all, almost 90 Americans have been killed in 16 separate acts of mass gun violence in this year alone. As today's news conference drew to a close, Obama was asked why gun control didn't move to the top of his agenda until now.
This is not the first issue, the first incident of horrific gun violence of your 4 years. Where have you been?
Well, here's where I've been, Jake. I've been president of the United States dealing with the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, an auto industry on the verge of collapse, two wars. I don't think I've been on vacation. And so, you know, I think all of us have to do some reflection on how we prioritize what we do here in Washington. And as I said on Sunday, this should be a wake-up call for all of us to say that if we are not getting right the need to keep our children safe, then nothing else matters.
The president's announcement came as House Republicans restated their firm opposition to enacting any new limits on firearms or ammunition. Republican Representative Robert Goodlatte of Virginia, who will take over as chair of the House Judiciary Committee next month, said yesterday that he has no interest in moving any sort of gun control legislation through the House.